First letter of Peter, chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the chosen ones who are temporary dwellers of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, to be obedient and sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. The purpose of trials. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begat us to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who, by the power of God, are guarded through faith to a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice. And now, for a little while, if need be, you have suffered many trials, so that the proof of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is proved by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honour at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Our attitude to Christ. Whom you love, though you have not seen him, on whom you believe, though now you do not see him, and rejoice greatly with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets sought and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come to you, searching what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did point to, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow them. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, girding up the loins of your mind, be sober, and set your hope completely on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As children of obedience, do not be conformed to the lusts you had in your former ignorance, but, like he who called you is holy, be you yourselves holy in all manner of living, because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Our response to the gospel. And if you call on him as Father, who, without partiality, judges according to each man's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear, knowing you were redeemed not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was manifested at the end of times for your sake, who, through him, are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, to sincere love of the brothers, fervently love one another from the heart, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and endures. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of it as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word of good news which was preached to you.